So let's do something. I invite you to give a beautiful gift, but also to establish a consciousness important for this day and this time. So to your neighbor, would you please say good morning, you magnificent child of God, you are cool. So we have a consciousness of magnificence and a consciousness of coolness going on, and that's a good thing. Now, we've been touching in over last week's on a number of the challenges that come up in our spiritual growth. They come up in the form of needing to give ourselves permission to really examine the material, the information, the thoughts and structures that have kind of defined our spiritual path. And last week, we looked at beginning to question the God thought. Question, how is it that we think about God? How do we perceive God? And realizing that there are, in many religious bodies and in many of the world scriptures, tremendously primitive, external, limited God thoughts that may or may not feed us where we are in our journey at this time. And the ability to honor the wisdom and understanding within yourself in beginning to perceive the divine as that is unfolding for you. So a beautiful, sacred journey. But it's kind of got a downside. Okay, have you gone through the experience of beginning to question, beginning to think differently, and suddenly found that you weren't quite as comfortable with the group that you were with? Anybody that happened for anybody? Okay, I mean, it happened for everybody within your family? You know, we start going and suddenly, whoa, our family does this. Who are you? Yeah. You know, things that become very uncomfortable. And I have had that experience too. Now, honestly, for me, it hasn't been within my family because my family was always part of my stimulus in my growth. But it certainly has happened with groups that I treasured that had given me beautiful things, and yet I found that as I began to ask and move beyond, there was a discomfort created. And I found that I was uncomfortable with my discomfort. So I had at one point prayed and asked for what is going on. How does this go to its next level? And in response to that, I've had a number of experiences in my life that have helped me to understand that next part of that journey. And so I'd like to share a few of those experiences with you. There's a place in New Mexico that Catherine and I got to go to several months ago. Now, it's a place that I touched very early in my time there, back probably in the days when I was doing college and just entering into the practice of law. And our journey back to New Mexico is always a special one for us because that's where we met and were married, and that first career, most of it happened. The place that draws us is a little different. It's off in a very rural, kind of isolated part of New Mexico. Hilly country, pinon forest and arroyos. It is Santuario de Chimayo. Santuario de Chimayo. Now, the Santuario is an old Spanish mission-type church. Big, thick adobe walls, and has been there forever. And when you go into this place, it's very minimalistic. Is, you know, hard wooden benches, and that's about it. Off to the left is a small room. When you go into that room, there's nothing there except a hole in the floor. Now, people come from all over to enter that room, to reach down in that hole and take the dirt and rub it on their bodies. Because they believe that that is a special place of spiritual healing. And there are crutches on the walls from people who have experienced healings there. And as you go out through that door, there's a hallway where hundreds of pictures are up. Many of those are testimonials of people who were healed. Some are ones that were put there by brothers and sisters and children and grandfathers who wanted that person to be in that consciousness of healing so they could heal. Now, when I entered from the first time to when we return, each time I enter, I experience this beautiful presence of love. It is tangible. It lifts me, renews me, humbles me. And yet I'm aware that I would not walk through that doorway to hear what they have to teach in this area of the country. The perceptions that are there are very traditional. And that traditional God thought does not nurture or support me. I know that it does many, but it does not me. And yet, in the midst of that, which is so inconsistent with this beautiful divine presence I have come to know, is this amazing experience of love. Catherine and I were in Rome some time ago. We were lost. And we came around a corner, and suddenly we saw before us the Spanish Steps. Now, for those of you who've been there, I mean, you recognize that. You know, it's this big, huge steps going up the hillside, very famous place to be. And as we looked down those, we looked behind us, there was a church behind us. Now, that's not surprising. Everywhere in Rome, there is a church. Okay, and part of the experience of Rome is going in and out of churches. And some of them are amazing, magnificent creations in their own right, and the art that is there is fabulous. And it illustrates so fully the very primitive God thought that was at the time and place of that creation, which was God's up there on the top of the roof and we're down here. Okay, and yeah, we would go in because each one, the beauty of the art and the place was special, and we entered this church. And when we entered, there were people singing. Now, they were up near the altar. We weren't able to go real close. There were two groups. It was a group of men and a group of women. And they didn't appear to be in what we would call choir robes, more a sense of that they were from a particular order or something. And they were probably singing the Mass. But when they sang, we felt their love. It was amazing. It touched us at depth. Now, I have heard beautiful, beautiful sacred music in my life. But this was different. The music was beautiful. But the love was even more so. In those churches, we saw the most magnificent art and structures, but the greatest beauty that I experienced was the love in those voices. They were there expressing a complete and total love of God. Now, how they understood God was probably extremely different from how I understand God. And I would not have entered that church to learn, because my perception of churches in Rome is they are not the leading edge of spiritual exploration. Though there are wonderful things there. But I was touched by that love at depth. Some years ago, I was in Old Jerusalem. Now, Old Jerusalem is that walled city where the Muslims, the Christians, and the Jews all get crammed into one very energetic experience together. And what you can know about anyone in that city is that they are devout. It would be the only reason to be there, because it is held sacred by all those traditions. And I was walking along with a friend. Now, we were walking along a road, but not a kind of road you drive a car on. The roads there have steps, and it was cobblestone. We were walking along, and as we did so, there was a group of women ahead and to my right. And when I looked at it, the group, there were several that were obviously tourists. But there was a woman facing them who was, she was bent over, so she appeared to be older. And she was dressed all in black. Her head was enfolded in black. Her robe was black. Now, at that place, she could have been a devout Muslim woman. She could have been an Orthodox Jew. She could have been a part of a Christian order. And that dress would have identified any of those. She's about as far away as you are, David. And she turned and looked at me. And when we connected, there was a flow of love from her that took my breath away and stopped me in my tracks. I was touched powerfully. It was so forceful, I could feel it. And it lifted and blessed me. Now, I was aware that this was not for me to go over and engage with her or anything else. It was simply a blessing that had been given to me. It was so powerful that even to think of it now impacts me at depth. And I am aware that whatever this woman was, the part of her life that she was in was probably in the deepest, most fundamental, primitive experience of that religious culture, whichever one it was. Probably as alien to the perception of God as you could get from my own. But what I experienced from her was the presence of God. There is a teaching that I keep drawn back to when I think of these experiences, and I think of the question that it's about for me. And it's one of those teachings that I don't really understand. That doesn't mean I won't share it with you, but I don't really understand it. I have thought at times that I did and then realized I didn't, and it is constantly growing and changing, which is my favorite kind. It is Jesus speaking in the Gospel of John, and John's is a mystical gospel, which means it is even less literal than the other non-literal gospels. Okay. And so here is from the Gospel of John. Jesus says, "Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words I say to you are not just my own. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me." In Chamayo, when I saw the love those people had, I saw the Father. The Father was in them, that love was in them, and they were in that love. And it was a love for their family. It was that love that wanted them to have their children healed or their grandpa get well or a brother get over his illness. A beautiful love, a visceral love, a presence that was so powerful that I could step in and feel it and experience it. Now, in that place, the God thought would not have explained it that way. But it didn't matter Because it was not my head that was figuring out what was there. It was what my heart was experiencing was there. And it understood. It made that place sacred ground and a place of healing. Not because of a hole in the floor, but because of the love that people brought there. And there was no separation. It was there for them, from them, for me, from me. In Rome, when we, I say saw those people, because we did, but it was really when we heard, when we felt them, we felt what I believe Jesus was talking about with the Father, which we try not to use that around here because it goes patriarchal and all that sort of stuff, but it's that infinite connection that we have that is so personal that it means everything to us. It responds to us, and yet it is one with this same unifying, harmonizing power that keeps our universe in its order. When we experienced their love, that love was in them, and they were in that love. And through our hearts, we were not separate. We were in that love, and that love was in us. Now, the teachers in that building wouldn't have explained it that way. But it didn't matter. Because what we chose to do was be open to experience the love. In the experience in Jerusalem, when I saw that woman, I saw God. I saw pure, radiant, powerful, love, present, expressing in the earth. She was in that love, and that love was in her. And as my heart opened to receive that, I was in that love. And that love was in me. We're one. One. And that is the divine. And it really doesn't seem to get hung up a whole lot on how we want to explain it or figure it out or say it's okay that way or it's not okay the other way. What it really seems to come down to is the most beautiful and simple. Will we love? Will we be the divine presence? Let ourselves be that love, experience that love, be one with it. When it comes from a rural, simple church where people believe in dirt that heals, or in magnificent cathedrals in Rome where people believe that God's out there and that suffering is a part of healing. Or in whatever the path was for that amazing woman. You see, what I know is I know in her path, she chose what to hear. And she chose to hear the love. And she opened to it in her. And it grew in her, around her, and through her. And she was able to share it with a stranger from another world, from another culture, from another religion. And we shared God together. Now, one of the reasons this is so meaningful to me that I wanted to take this time to share it with you, this part of my desire for my life, is to walk into any church, place of worship, anywhere, and experience only love. Even if they would reject everything I believe, the only question to me is, do I choose to see their love? If I see their love, I'm on holy ground. I am love. I behold the love in you. It's a simple but a beautiful way to live. I am love. I behold the love in you. Join me.
I am love. I behold the love in you.
Again.
I am love. I behold the love in you.
Once again.
I am love. I behold the love in you.
Can you do it in your family? Can you go into where they do not understand? They may feel defensive because you've chosen to grow and embrace a different understanding. Their words don't make it easy to connect and see the love that they are. See the beautiful love that flows through their God thought, to whatever extent they will let that happen, and see the love that they are. If we can do this there, then what happens is we suddenly find a world that we can step into and begin to see the world as it really is. It is only love.